to my message on today's broadcast entitled, America's Greatest Crisis. I shall read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, at verse 12. These amazing words, "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." America's greatest crisis. America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. America is almost 200 years old, and no nation on earth has advanced in so short a time as ours. America has only 6% of the world's population, while we enjoy over 50% of the world's wealth. America has more preachers, more churches, and more church-related institutions than any other nation. For example, there are more preachers in Los Angeles County than there are missionaries in all the country of Japan. America is the land of the free and the home of the brave. America is a land of prosperity. We enjoy the highest standard of living of any nation on earth. America has always been a land of plenty. But as of now, the picture is changing. In America, we have a shortage of petroleum to run our industries. We have a shortage of fuel to heat our homes, a shortage of gasoline to operate our cars, a shortage of fertilizer to grow our crops, a shortage of newsprint to print our newspapers, and believe it or not, a shortage of caskets to bury our dead. Indeed, America is at the crossroads. We are at the crossroads politically, religiously, socially, and economically. The late President Eisenhower once said, and I quote, "Unless there is a moral and spiritual regeneration in America, we shall someday disappear in the dust of an atomic explosion." America is declining in prestige around the world. The stars and stripes have been desecrated by nations who at one time were our friends and our allies. Our enemies don't trust us, and our friends find it hard to believe us. It is true that America has survived many crises in the past. What shall I say about the Civil War that claimed almost 1 million American lives? Or about World War I that claimed 126,000 Americans, or World War II that claimed over 407,000 Americans? What shall I say about the Korean War that claimed 33,629 American lives? Have you forgotten about Vietnam that claimed more than 50,000 Americans? Or what shall I say about the turbulent decade of the 60s with all of its riots, racism, and revolution? All of these crises we have faced and we have survived. Now we face a nationwide energy crisis that poses a far greater threat than we probably realize. We face a shortage in vital commodities. We face a rise in unemployment. We face an economic squeeze. But there is another crisis that is far greater than any that we've ever faced before. What is it? America's greatest crisis is what I call the crisis of spiritual paralysis. While it is true that more people are attending church than ever before in America, there is a certain superficiality about it all. There is the ring of the counterfeit in much of the religious activities of our nation. Technologically and scientifically, we are in graduate school, but spiritually, we are still in the kindergarten. We have lost the fires of evangelism in America. We have majored on the minor and minored on the major. We have much religious thunder, but very little spiritual rain. We have the axe handle, but we've lost the axe head. We have the trees, but no fruit. We have wells, but no water. When we feel the spiritual pulse and take the spiritual temperature of America, we are prone to ask the question, "Where is the God of Elijah?" Or perhaps we should ask, Where are the Elijahs of God? Where is the voice of the one who will cry out against corruption in government, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against immorality all over the nation? Where are the Elijahs of God when we need them so badly? America is in a grave dilemma. We are like a man sick unto death. Can America get well? Can America be preserved? Can America survive? Who can provide the solution to our mounting problems? Can education? No. Scholarship without Christ is nothing. Can science solve our problems? No. Science apart from divine revelation is futile. Can religion solve our problems today? Again, the answer is a resounding no, because religion without Christ is an empty shell. Who then is sufficient for these things? Who can come on the scene and solve the problems? No one but Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the only one who can bring an answer to our questions and a solution to our problems. You see, we are sick, and Jesus Christ is the great physician. He is the balm in Gilead. He is the Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the commandant of heaven and earth. He is the all-sufficient one, the all-powerful one, and the all-wise one. He and he alone can answer the questions that baffle us today. Jesus Christ is heaven's brightest star and earth's greatest light. He is the great I Am. He is the Holy One of Israel. Jesus Christ is the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. He is the stone that was hewn out of the mountain that Daniel saw coming down to crush the great structure of Gentile power. Jesus Christ is the Rock of Ages. He is the Lily of the Valley. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the bright and morning star. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and he is at the same time the Lion of the tribe of Judah. No one has the power that Christ has. No one has the wisdom that Christ has. No one possesses the authority that Christ possesses. I repeat, no one is sufficient for all of the crises that face us as Americans. No one has the answer to these questions but Jesus Christ himself. He and he alone is sufficient for our day. And remember, the Bible says about him that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Just as he answered the questions and met the problems of those among whom he lived and traveled while on earth, he can answer your questions and he can solve your problems, and he can bring comfort and consolation to your heart today. All the great nations of the past have learned that sin is a reproach to any people. And the time has come for America to learn this lesson also. The time has come for America to learn that God is no respecter of persons, and God is no respecter of nations. Look at ancient Rome. Look at Babylon. Look at Assyria. Look at Egypt. Look at the Greeks, the Medes, and Persians. All these great powers are buried in the graveyard of decaying nations. Why? Because they left God out of their economic programs. They left God out of their scientific programs. They left God out of education and out of government and out of all phases of their lives. Therefore, God sent his judgment upon them. Among the causes of Rome's downfall are these three. One, increased taxation. That's what we face today. Two, a preoccupation with pleasure, and our nation has gone pleasure mad. And three, the breakdown of the home. One out of every three marriages is now ending in divorce. Our homes are breaking down, and no nation is any stronger than its homes, and no nation can outlast its homes. America is following the same path that Rome traveled. We are facing the same destiny that Rome faced. It is written in the Bible in Psalm 9:17, "The wicked shall be cast into hell, and all nations that forget God. America has forgotten God. America has turned her back on the Holy One of Israel, and America must pay the consequences. America is so preoccupied with pleasure, with sports, with money, and with sex that we have no time for God or government. America is so duped by the communist propaganda that we are laying down our arms and cutting down our defense spending. Professor Ward of the Harvard University, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, once said, and I quote, "The nuclear power of Russia by 1975 will equal 6 times that of the United States." The professor went on to say that Russia is now capable of destroying 42% of our population. And he said that one nuclear strike by Russia could knock out 90% of all our land-based missiles. This is what we face in this hour. America is money crazy and pleasure mad. We have preferred weekend pleasure trips over going to church, and now we have a shortage in our motor fuel. We have sacrificed our spiritual stamina on the altar of pleasure. We have lowered our standards to earn the applause of this world system. We have dipped our colors in order to be accepted by a promiscuous society. We have left God out, and now we are paying the price. It has always been the goal of the communist conspirators to undermine our government and our schools and our churches. These are the strongholds of our nation, our churches, our schools, and our government. Don't be fooled by the grain deals with Russia and China. Don't be deceived by the so-called detente with Russia. The bear is keeping his claws sharpened, and he may strike at any moment, anywhere. We in America are in the midst of the greatest spiritual famine we've ever known. We are sinking into the abyss of a spiritual depression. We are suffering the pain of spiritual paralysis. You might ask, what are some of the things that are contributing to our great spiritual crisis? Here they are. I shall list 5 of them. 1, a spirit of apathy on the part of Christians. 2, a flagrant disobedience of the laws of God. 3, a substitution of a social gospel for the gospel of redeeming grace. 4, a trend toward apostasy in the modern church. And 5, a national indulgence in sin. God has written a commentary on America. It is found in Proverbs chapter 14 at verse 34. Sin is a reproach to any people, and that includes America, and that includes you, and that includes people all over the world. Sin reproaches all men. The question rises, what is the solution to our spiritual crisis? From the Word of God, here's the answer. 1. We must repent of our sins. 2, we must return to our first love. 3, we must reaffirm our faith in God. 4, we must reassess our spiritual values. And 5, we must experience a revival that will result in a great spiritual awakening. Someone might ask the question, do we have an alternative? And the answer is yes. Yes, we do have an alternative, and the alternative is judgment. If we do not repent of our sins, if we do not return to our first love, if we do not reaffirm our faith in God, if we do not reassess our spiritual values and experience a genuine revival, a spiritual awakening in America, we cannot escape God's hand of judgment upon our nation. I am of the persuasion that we are already experiencing phase 1 of God's program of correction and judgment in America. God is a jealous God, and He will have no other gods before Him. God is a righteous God, and He will judge all unrighteousness. God is a holy God, and he will not permit the desecration of holy things. The turmoil in our government is a reminder that God's government is the only workable plan for his people. The restlessness among our people is a reminder that God's rest is needed. The shortages in our commodities is a reminder that God's economic policy is best. The breakdown in the peace talks in the Middle East and in Southeast Asia, these are constant reminders that God's peace is the only enduring peace. And the failure of religion is a reminder that God's way is the only way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." In America, we face a great crisis. In America, we are facing some of the most perilous times that we've ever faced. I call on you as a Christian in this audience, as a child of God, as a believer, to join in prayer today that God will send a revival to America, that God will help us over these troubled waters, that God will help us to survive the things that are facing us today. The best way of survival is an old-fashioned revival. I invite you to come and be a part of it at Worth Baptist Church today. And I know the Lord will bless you if you do. I have a footnote, and I shall be through. The place and the time to begin to solve the great spiritual crisis that we face is here and now. Begin it today. Begin it right now in your own life. As you turn everything over to God, as you yield your life to Him, I trust that you'll do it right now.